Heavy smog again blanketed northern China during this past week's National Day holiday, with straw burning mostly blamed. The State Environmental Protection Bureau says they identified some 400 burning sites in 9 different provinces in the north of China during the period, up over 16% from the same period last year. Taikang County in the province of Henan is one area where straw burning has created major pollution problems. Chen Huijuan with the local Environmental Protection Bureau has been patrolling 4 different townships from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. every day over the past few weeks. This year, the county has allocated some 10 million yuan as well as set up a special office to try to reduce straw burning. However, it's an uphill battle. Farmers in northern China traditionally burn the leftover straw after the autumn harvest, then plow their land, believing the ash will work as a natural fertilizer. But with China's problems with pollution, authorities decided steps had to be taken to bring the tradition to an end, implementing burning bans a few years ago. At the same time, steps are also being made to convince local farmers to use other ways to dispose of the leftover straw in their fields. One of the ways being touted is through the shredding of the straw rather than burning it. Li Yinghuai, head of Taikang County's Agriculture Bureau, says straw can be an excellent fertilizer if it's shredded and buried deep. But Zhang Baohua with the Taikang County Straw Burning Control Office says the high costs associated with shredding straw is just too much at this point. Other applications for leftover straw include its use as feed for animals, as well as for generating power through biomass. Ning Xiaofeng is with the Henan Provincial Straw Burning Control Office. Taikang County was fined 20 million yuan by the provincial government for failing to prevent straw burning during the National Day holiday. For CRI, I'm Luo Wen.